Good morning. It's so good to see all of you this morning. So many. So I'm going to tell you a story about Mary. When she was a little girl, she lived in England. This was a long time ago. And she was the only child, and her mom died. So she just lived with her dad, and her dad was a lighthouse keeper. Now, do you know what a lighthouse is? They're those big, tall buildings with the lights on top that shine over the ocean, and they keep the ships from getting too close to the rocks and to the land. And they're very important because if the ships get stuck on the rocks, they get shipwrecked, and then the ships can get damaged, and people can die, and it's really bad. So the lighthouses are very, very important. And Mary's dad, that night was going to be a really important night because there's going to be some cargo ships coming by, and on top of that, it was supposed to be a stormy night and it was going to be really dark. So it was really important to light the lighthouses that night. But because there was going to be a storm and Mary's dad needed some things at the village, so he left Mary in the lighthouse just during the day and he walked across what's called a causeway. Have you heard of that? It's where it's a piece of land that connects the lighthouse to the main part of the land. And this causeway is only open at certain times because when the tide comes in, it gets completely covered with water. So you can't go across it anymore. So Mary's dad knew he had to hurry. So he hurried, he got the things, he was even early, and he came back to get back to the causeway. And he ran into a group of men that were very bad men. These men were really evil men. They were called wreckers. And the wreckers, they like the ships to get shipwrecked because they go out and they take all the stuff from the ship and they bring it back and then they sell it and make money. So they're really robbers, they're thieves. And these wreckers said, "Oh, if we know that he's going to be the only one in the lighthouse tonight, and so if we keep him from going across the causeway, then he can't light the light, and then the ships are going to get shipwrecked." So they grabbed Mary's dad and they tied him up. They tied him up with rope, and they took him, and they said they weren't going to release him until the morning. And so there was Mary all alone, and it started getting dark, and she knew there was water over the causeway, and she wasn't going to see her dad. And so she prayed. She said, "Oh, please help keep Papa safe and help me to be brave." And then she looked at the clock, and it was a time that her dad would light the light. And she thought, "Oh, no. He would light the light." And all the lamps were all trimmed and they were ready to go because her dad told her before he left that everything was ready. And she knew how to light the lights because she had done it before. But the lights were like way up there and she couldn't reach them. And so she got a step ladder and she got the longest match holder that she could find and she was way away. So then she had an idea. She said, "I'll get the table. I'll put the table and then I'll put the step stool on the table." Don't do this at home, okay? And then she got the longest match lighter she could get and she was really close to those lamps. She was like about that far away. And she said, "What could I use?" And then she remembered something and she said, "Oh no, I can't use that." But she kept thinking, what was it? It was the family Bible that her mom used to read that they kept downstairs. And in those days, they had really big type. So they had, the Bible was this thick and it was big and it was a heavy Bible. And she thought, "Oh, what would mom think if I stood on the Bible?" But then she remembered her mom that she missed. And she said, "What if mom saw me here all alone and she didn't know what happened to dad?" And she knew the ships were coming in and the light wouldn't be lit. So she said, "I think mom would let me use it." So she went downstairs and she got the Bible and she had to climb up the spiral staircase with this heavy Bible and she put it on top of the step stool and she put a cover over it. And do you think she could reach the lights? She climbed. She was real careful. And she could reach all the lamps and she lit them all. Meanwhile, her dad was back at the shore and he was so worried and he was praying. He was praying, "Oh God, keep all the ships safe and all those sailors and all the cargo that they have and everything." And he said, and "Be with little Mary that she's not scared." And then he looks up and he sees the light is lit, the lighthouse is lit. And he couldn't believe his eyes. He thought he was just dreaming. He thought he was. He just couldn't believe it. And so that night, all the ships were safe, and Mary and her dad got together the next morning. Now, I'm telling you this story. I don't know how true it is or not, but it illustrates things that are very true and very important. First of all, is that we need the Bible. What did Mary have? Did she had everything, right? But what did she need at the very end? She needed the Bible. We need the Bible because we can be good. We can go to church. We can be the best people and we can be generous and loving. But the Bible is the only book that tells us who God is and how to worship Him. And if we're really good, we don't even know, we won't know which God to give glory to without the Bible. So we all need it. It's essential. And the second thing is the Bible is like light. It's like the lighthouse. And the Bible even talks about itself being a light. And what does that mean? It means just like the lighthouse guides the ships so they don't get on the rocks and they don't get shipwrecked, the Bible helps us to know what's right and what's wrong, and it helps guide us through life so that we don't become shipwrecked, so we don't become like the wreckers. We don't want to be like those people, okay? And that's why the Bible is really important. It talks about, the Bible talks about itself being the light. It says the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And the other thing it says is for the law is a lamp and the Torah is light. You know what the Torah is? The Torah is really simple. It's just the first five books of the Bible, and those are the most important books of the Bible. Once you understand the Torah, you understand the whole rest of the Bible, so it's really important. And people don't understand those first five books like they should. But when you read the Bible, the more you read it, the more you understand. And then it says, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. The Lord is the God of the Bible. And you know, I'm going to tell you one other thing. When you go, sometimes when you get older, you're going to have people tell you, oh, don't believe the Bible. And these are going to be people that you really admire. They're going to be your teachers. They're going to be your friends. They're going to say, oh, don't believe. Those are just stories. God didn't really breathe into Adam and Eve the breath of life. Oh, Adam and Eve, God didn't make the animals. They came from little worms. And God didn't make Adam and Eve and breathe into them. People came from monkeys, and the monkeys came from worms. They're going to tell you really silly things like that, and they're going to say the Bible is just full of stories. Don't believe them. You know how I know the Bible is true? Because all throughout history, people that have known the Bible and believed the Bible and worshiped the God of the Bible and obeyed the commands of the God of the Bible, they've been the most highly blessed people, the most intelligent people. They've understood science. They've understood nature like no one else. They've understood history. The Bible helps you understand people and everything. So these people are the most brilliant people of the world, are the ones that believe the Bible. That's how you know the Bible's true. There's a lot of things we can't prove, but we do know for thousands of years the people that believed in the Bible have been the most illuminated, okay? So we need the Bible, and the Bible is like a light for us, okay? I'm going to give each of you one of these cards so that you can share it, you can give it to someone, or you can keep it. But let's say our prayer first, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us the Bible, for giving us knowledge of you and of how we came to be. And we just thank you that we have this guide for our lives. Help us all to read it more and to understand it more, Lord, and to understand you better, we pray. Amen. Okay. So take a card and then you take the baskets and collect the offering, okay?